Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's here, but just ran out of the studio to get a something, whatever that was. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of November, the day after Election Day, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. He's waving because we had to turn his mic off because we've got all the mics turned on today.
Hello. Mine is off.
So's Linda's.
Is mine off? There we go.
Yep. There we go. Okay. So, good morning, everybody. And Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. Okay, we're just on the run here. Today it looks like we're going to have areas of fog, then partly sunny with our high of 52. Patchy fog, then patchy frost, and... Don't you love this forecast? Patchy fog, then patchy frost, then patchy fog. With overnight lows at 35, Thursday calls for area frost and sunny with a high of 58 Thursday night. Increasing clouds with overnight lows at 35. Veterans Day is tomorrow, everyone. On Friday, areas of frost and mostly sunny with a high of 57. Friday night, slight chance of showers, overnight lows at 37. Then on Saturday, again, we have slight chance of showers. Then mostly sunny with a high of 58. Saturday night, partly cloudy, overnight lows of 39 and 61 on Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
There you go. It looks like the big red tidal wave from last night did not occur. The Republicans took back the House.
Well.
And the Senate, though, I think is still up for debate. So because of, Fetterman won.
He did.
Yep. Murray won. Senator Mike Lee in Utah. Most of them held on, even though they said that they thought there was all these chances that was supposed to happen. Mike Huckabee's daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, won the governor's race in Arkansas, the first woman to be there.
Oh, that's cool.
In local, though, and it's not final, but the unofficial results show Kevin Cry over winning by about 200-something votes over Aaron Reznor. And Chris Kellstrom, and this is, again, unofficial, leading Barron Browning by the same amount. It's a 3.6% lead. And Mike DeQuisto appears that he won a seat back on the city council, followed by Tanessa Audette and Jack Muntz. Will be the new council members. Three of the four top vote getters, three were from Bethel.
I will say that the Jack and Tanessa. Those two individuals, not really aware of. I think they're brand new into political scheme. I don't know, really?
No. Jack ran before and finished fourth out of, and he needed to be in the top three. And Tanessa, this is her first time.
How many times was Jack on our show?
I don't know. Three times.
Okay. I must not have been here all three.
This was the first time was the last city council.
Okay.
So it was a couple years ago. Anyway, those are the measure A. Should the county clerk and treasurer be appointed or elected? The city said very strongly that they should be elected and not appointed.
All right. So what we take this now, we move forward.
And there was no election riots in Shasta County.
There was what?
There were no election riots.
Riots. Oh, okay. I don't know. There's always hype around that.
Well, people have to hype things up. There was not going to be any problems.
Well, I'll tell you what I think we should hype up right now, and that's what the guests that we have with us
that's
are
right.
doing amazing things. that many of us don't even know about. And these are three individuals with us this morning. I'm sure there's three of amazing individuals that represent a large group of people that do well, man, I don't know about large, but a group of people that do some incredible things in our forestry, in our back country, and with us today.
From the Back County Horsemen.
Back Country.
Give me a chance here, Jet. Come on. Larry, give me a chance here. Back Country Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit.
Correct.
All right, okay. You guys.
Remember, talk to your microphone.
All right, Shasta Trinity.
And with me is Laura Roger.
Hello.
With us is Laura Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Patty LaRue.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Larry Schumann.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. What are the backcountry country horsemen?
Well, they started in the 1970s in Montana, and it's now nationwide. In fact, we're in about 38 states now, and I know Texas is starting up a group now. Because I'm on the national board also for the Backcountry Horsemen.
Whoa.
There's about 40,000 members nationwide. And they started to fill in the work that the Forest Service couldn't complete because they were basically getting rid of their pack stock and a lot of their packers over the years, just letting them phasing them out.
Mm.
And couldn't keep care of a lot of the wilderness areas and backcountry areas because they didn't have the stock to do it. So that's how they kind of came about. We decided we'll pick it up as volunteers and start supplementing the Forest Service. The Forest Service has started getting more stock again. They started going the other way some, but still, they're still deficient in a lot of the areas that are needed, that where stock is needed to help maintain trails. Now with fires and everything, it's becoming more critical, and more stock is needed, and more work is needed for mitigating the fire issues and restoration, water purity and other stuff that comes out of our backcountry.
So that's
how it kind of got started.
So when you say here that you became a 501c3 in February 2022, does that mean that you have more rights to be able to go up and maybe...
No, it doesn't do it with rights so much as being able to get, as we did it to be able to get more grants.
Got it.
Because a lot of grants require you to be a 501. We are a C4. We still have a
okay.
in two
okay.
pieces now. We have a C4, which is our working political group, and then our C3, which is basically our fundraising group.
Okay. So
we represent both here. Laura is the president of the C4. I'm okay. the chairman of the C3.
Okay. So C4 and C3. Now, that's a whole other, like, day of subject that...
Explain that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, so you're okay with the Forest Department, and through the laws and litigations and all the things that go on, were you to go back in, I mean, think about the Trinity Alps, because you guys are Shasta Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been out there twice on horseback and camping up in the wilderness. When we think about some of those areas way up in there that you have, the rights to be able to clean and the trails, that's okay. It's not like you're stepping on anybody else legally.
Right.
Okay, that's
actually, when we work with the Forest Service, we actually, for litigation purposes and if we get injured for state compensation purposes, we're actually considered, even though we're volunteers, we're considered Forest Service employees.
Got it.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah. I mean.
So you're doing, but you're working in conjunction with the
right.
Forest
so
Service.
Right. So we basically work underneath them in a sense.
Okay.
So
right.
We work with them and they tell us where work is needed, what they want us to do. Or we suggest projects to them, and they say, yeah, go for it, or whatever.
Is it rather kind of like a military operation where you have the person that's in charge, like the president, the vice president, or the colonel, and then, you know, how does that work? Do you get together as a group and say, we need to work on whatever the name of the trail is?
Usually it comes back after the winters, because you don't know what's going to get damaged and where. And the Forest Service come back, and they'll go through and say, okay, this is where we need work, or this is where we want to work this year. And a lot of it, we'll do some recon and go in and look and see, okay, is this trail open? What needs to be done in this area?
Okay. We're here with the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen, Backcountry Horsemen of California. Linda is asking all these questions. I wanted you all to be on also because you perform such a great service. And there's ways on how we can support that and how if you want to become a part of this, we're going to be talking about all of that this morning. So, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number is the bed. Yes, we've had one for, gosh, going on 8 years now. And we love this bed. It's, enables you to pick the firmness on your side of the bed. You don't have to compromise. Like last night, my Sleep Number setting was 75. And Linda's Sleep Number setting,
I've been going down to 35.
That's right. Because of the things we've got going on in just our daily physical activity, like loading a horse into the trailer, who's, you know, thought maybe not. And all types of things that are going on in life. In life, you need a good night's sleep. And a good night's sleep starts with Sleep Number. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And right now, you can save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores, and of course that's the one over in the Target Shopping Center, and we just talked to one of our show hosts yesterday who went over there and bought a Sleep Number.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because the 360 with the pillow top.
Fantastic.
Because of her husband's problems with his sleeping. It's only at the Sleep Number stores, and the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
This year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the day after the elections. If you'll notice, all of our advertising breaks are now 2.5 minutes shorter.
Politicals are over for
right now.
For right now.
Right. But this is going on, and it goes on forever, and that's great health care at Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. The use of the TAVR valve replacement is there at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, means your chest does not have to be opened anymore and stay in there for a week. It's they do it through a vein into your, or an artery into your heart, and replace the valve. You spend overnight, and then you go home. That's it. And the only reason you're staying overnight is so they can just watch. There's so many great things going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with the our guests today are the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. I slipped out county in Leary.
Larry Schumann, Alora Roger, and Patty LaRue.
Larry smacked me when I said
thank you for
that.
Being with us this morning. We know that you're horse people, so early is never early.
Right. You know, right? The Backcountry, the Shasta Trinity Unit, the Backcountry Horsemen of California, is not just a group that just likes to go out and ride. They have provided support to our area out here in Shasta and Trinity area, and by helping with the Forest Service, and in fact, even come under the Forest Service once you're out there working. As you know, if somebody's injured or something like this, did I get that right?
Usually, not necessarily rescues and stuff. We don't usually do that unless it's our own people involved or Forest Service that we're working with. But
did I say rescue? Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. No. I meant that you all come under the Forest Department.
Correct.
Like when you're working out there, so if somebody is injured.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
No, okay, I didn't. Do you all ever do rescues? You ever go out and look for people?
No.
Some of us belong to groups that do, but.
Okay, right. but not this group.
But this particular looks, and I love, maybe one of you could, in your mission statement, I love some of the things that you're talking about here about, there's seven talking points about, and maybe, Laura, you can share with us, like, what would be
a statement of purpose
and what brought you to do this work?
The volunteer work is rewarding. It helps not only horseback riders, but we help, like, the California Conservation Corps. We pack them in, their equipment in every week, and they are out in the Trinity Alps. For example, refurbishing the trails, clearing them so that all hikers can get up there without crawling over big logs. We also provide help with the fish and game, hauling in fish from the fish hatchery, Planet.
And we're going to get back to that again, too, but go on, continue.
Fantastic, go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically we like to ensure that all the wilderness is clear and ready for all users. History states that people are trying to get the horses out of the wilderness, and so we're kind of fighting against that and making a purpose of clearing the trails so that all users can use the trails.
Great.
That's great.
Why'd you join?
Yeah, why did you? Personal, like a personal.
I just moved over here from Nevada, so I wanted to kind of start meeting other people who were into horses, and I've always liked the Trinity Alps. That, you know, we went there as kids, so I knew that they worked a lot up there. So I did meet a lot of people and was given the opportunity to go check out all the lakes and slowly begin to learn how to pack and help out.
Well, hey, thank you.
Well, Patty, you're the secretary of this.
No.
No?
I am not a secretary. I'm the treasurer.
There we go.
Well, I just do the money.
It says secretary here. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's why I said
it. It does say secretary.
Well, that's, you know what? You're handling the money, and that's a huge thing because, you know, every organization needs to have somebody at the helm that has a mind for these things. I'm a fixer and a doer. I don't operate like that, but I'll tell you what, when you've got a team and somebody's good at that, that's golden.
Well, they found out that I was a retired math teacher.
Oh,
and
well, there
they
you
said,
go.
Okay, you're treasurer.
But
that's where it usually works, and it's usually why you're not there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, look, Patty missed the meeting today. Let's make her treasurer.
Yes. You always show up or you're volunteering. Another thing we do on our purpose is education, especially education of the youth. We do a lot of Leave No Trace classes. We're out in the public. We did the Salmon Festival. We're doing packing with the 4-H. We're teaching them how to pack. And so a big portion of what our unit does is we're trying to reach the youth and educate them.
Inspire them to know that it's beyond an electronic device.
Exactly.
How important that is to breathe energy, positive energy, into the future of our beautiful wilderness area. We lose sight of that, I think. Many of us do when we're in the quick society we're in. So thank you for doing that because it's bringing us back into what it is to plug in.
Hey, you all so far this year have donated in time, work, horse flesh, sweat, blood, and tears, almost $290,000 in cleaning up these trails. And, you know, somebody's on the other end. Somebody's listening. How do you figure that out? It's easy, my friends. You break it down by the amount of hours that they were out on the trail. And the, you know, like to rent a horse for a day on something like this is $150.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Which seems really reasonable.
And then you get, but when you have five, you know, if you have 504 total stock days, that adds up quick.
Mm.
Okay. So tell us, wait a minute. Let me take an early break. And Larry, I want the three of you to come back and tell us what a typical mission looks like for you. If there's anything that could be called typical.
Typical.
Let's do this. Let's do the fish hatchery.
Okay.
Because that people may not understand how that works. I mean, I kind of do because we've talked before and I've seen all the photos. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Free Fire Radio, your talk radio where we have wonderful guests on in our on our morning show from 7 to 9. Love being able to tap into what's happening in our community and bring you information that you just may not know. It's going to make your day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell is one of a kind. You hear that commercial, ha, this is Judy Maxwell. I'm telling you, she's all that. Inside and out, she's a gorgeous woman. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping veterans and families, seniors and business owners since 1993. 221-0441.
Okay, we're here with the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California, and Larry Schumann, who is, I guess you're the president or the CEO or what do you call it?
Chairman.
And Patty LaRue, who is the treasurer. And Laura Roger was here, but she just left, hauling her horse, heading up to the Prairie Ranch to help some people up out there. So
moving cattle. Love it.
When you one of the things you all do is move fish from the trailhead or from the fishery out to lakes. How do you do that? I know people are going, how do they do that?
Okay, well, it's kind of, it might sound simple, but it's a little more complicated. It's when you see it in action. I'm hoping you guys will come up and join us.
Yes, it is.
A lot of fun.
We'd love to do that. That's a lot of fun.
So actually the fish chashery, you're right when you said from the trailhead, because the fish chashery will bring their truck to the trailhead for us. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the Mount Shasta Fish Hatchery. So they'll show up usually around 9 o'clock, and we schedule it for them to show. So our day starts probably around 5:30, getting up, feeding our stock, cooking ourselves breakfast. Usually there's a large group of us, for might be 15
you get
pack
up there,
animals.
You get up there the night before.
We get up the night before, yes.
Okay, and there's, so it's a large large area.
Better have
there.
Some good camp gear.
Might be 8
all.
Or 10 of us camp there with our stock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, better have some good camp gear, Carl. I mean, that's all. Got to keep warm. Go ahead.
So we do our breakfast, get everything. Then we start getting our animals ready for when they show up. So we're ready to go as soon as we can load up. So when you got a riding animal and 3-pack, like I do, it doesn't happen in just a few minutes to get all those animals ready. Then we get since we haul the fish in an ice chest, we get them all set out and lined up for the hatchery. They come out, and then they set everything up.
Are these ice chests? Fish. Are these ice chests configured a little bit different, or are they just
your standard
regular ones?
Just your standard Walmart ice chests.
Okay, and so you put them on
the sides
of the horse, and you've got to pack them in. So there must be in a harness that you can put over the pack.
How
do you do it?
Well, actually, I took my panniers to Walmart with me and found ice chests that sit right inside the panniers.
I was wondering about that. That seemed to me would make sense.
And tell us, can you spell the name of what's it called?
Pannier, P-A-N-N-I-E-R.
Okay.
And that's just the bags that hang on the horse.
All right.
That you store, put stuff in.
Okay, just wanted to break it down.
Remember when we were doing it and we had to weigh each side?
Yeah, but I didn't know a pannier. I wouldn't know the name. I'd say that thingy on the side of
That was just because you're a visual person.
Excellent. Go ahead.
So what Fish and Game does, they bring extra heavy plastic bags up. They take them to a measured amount of water in each bag, a measured amount of fish. And usually they know how many fish it takes, their fingerlings, how many fish per pound, usually around 250, between 250 and 500 fish per pound. So we'll carry about 1,000 trout on each animal, 500 per side.
These are fingerlings.
Fingerlings,
still,
obviously.
It's amazing when you think of the number.
250 to 500 per pound.
Okay. So it depends upon the poundage. So usually we'll take any place from 2 to 2.5 pounds of fish per side.
All right.
So it gives you an estimate of how many fish. They'll take... And they take all the air out of the bag with the water and the fish, then they put pure oxygen back in and seal it. And that water, when we walk down the trail with the fish, will pick up that, work that pure oxygen back into the water, keep them oxygenated, and they'll live for up to 8 hours while we haul them.
Wow.
We'll get to the lakes, and we set them out in the lakes, kind of let them adjust to the difference in temperature between the water we took them in and the water of the lake. And when they're ready, we let them go, which usually takes about 15 minutes or so.
So you just put the fish in the
bags in the water. We put the bags in the water,
hopefully
in the deepest end that we can find, and let them acclimate.
Okay.
And then after 10-15 minutes, we open the bags and let them swim out.
Be free.
Yes,
but right there, that whole moving picture.
You're making this sound too easy.
In my mind,
it's a lot of work.
Talk about rewarding. To know that you're helping to stock the future fish.
Well, we're stocking lakes that you can't drive to.
Oh, so amazing.
People are hiking in to use those lakes. But before we even get to that point, we have to go up and clear trails to make sure that we can get our pack stock through.
That's what I was going to say. This isn't something y'all just come up in the night before. We have a couple beers and a steak. No, it's probably a couple of weeks beforehand. Y'all are up there clearing these trails to make sure to bring the ice chest through.
Correct.
Yep. Last year we cleared for 2-3 weeks in the Caribous because of the Dixie fire.
Oh yeah.
All the trails were gone, and we had to make sure that we could find our way safely up to the lakes.
Now, so you're taking approximately how many fish? I mean, do you just hit one lake at a time, or is there sometimes two or three
they're
in the same area?
It depends. If they're in the same area, like myself, I'll pick one lake, and I'll say, okay. I usually assign the lakes. I usually work it out.
Uh-huh.
And I'll pick one lake and say, okay, I'm going to do that lake. I'll take, say, another packer like Patty. Say, you're going to take your animals to that lake and plant it, depending on how many they want in each lake.
Okay.
So we might not all go to the same lake.
Okay. So if there's a number of lakes around there from the trailhead, you all would just kind of maybe go out in different directions.
So
How many people does it take? I mean, not counting the ones like me and Linda that would say, oh, let's go for a ride. How many people does it take to do something like
this? Well, I think last year we had about six packers on each fish plant. Okay. But we had other people. Since you got four animals and you got all these bags, we do like, and this is one place, we like other people riding with us. That's why we like love to have you come up. Because now we have eight bags. So like me, I'd have six bags of fish to try to get down to the lake, take care of the animals. Right. So having other people going with you is a lot of help.
Okay.
Man.
So we
yeah,
do like having other people ride with us.
Right.
Besides the fact of safety concerns, we do not like a packer riding alone.
Okay.
No, obviously. Yeah. The and that's just one of your missions. So this mission could be a four-week mission. Two of the 3 weeks of clearing the trails, making sure everything's done, and then on that day, you have to get them there in 6 hours also.
Well, we packed three separate times. We had three at the caribous, and then we were supposed to plant Thousand Lakes. But there was a problem with that one.
We ran out of time. The weather got warm enough, the lakes got too warm, and they're afraid the fish just wouldn't survive.
Oh, so it's got to be a certain time of the year, of course, too. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like now?
No, usually in the spring. Usually try to get it done by the 1st of July.
It's snowing now. You're probably snowing in now.
Yeah, I think we went to the 7th of July in the caribous, and then it was getting late enough that we couldn't, the Thousand Lakes, we said, no, we're afraid. When I talked to the hatchery, they said, we just don't think they'll survive very well, so we decided not to do it.
All right. So how many fish did you all plant this year? I mean, do you have an idea? That's probably not a fair question.
They told us we'd have 35,000, but usually they bring extra, so we know because what they loaded in. So I'm guessing closer to about 38,000 to 40,000 fingerlings.
Think about that, folks. Think about the work that this group does in order to stock the lakes and have this beautiful part of our right to be able to go and go up into the backcountry and be able to fish those lakes and take them back and fry them on a pan if you're camping or something. The thing about these people are doing that work to just make our society a better place.
Well, Paul last year from Fish and Wildlife, they went in and checked one of the lakes to see how the fish were doing.
Yeah,
the fish were extremely healthy. They caught one that was 4 pounds. That it was a hatchery planted trout. And he said the ones we planted the year before had already gotten up to 6 inches, so there had to be plenty of food, and they saw plenty of food because the fish, even after the fire, still grew from a fingerling to 6 inches in 1 year.
Wow.
So the fish developed fast because there's plenty of food. So there is.
I wonder if they put that 4-pounder back in. But the other thing besides honey, and you're absolutely right.
Are they catching release?
You're doing
no.
You're restocking all these lakes and that's a certain amount of people that fish. But what you're really doing too is you're opening these trails. Mm-hmm. If you read anything about like the Pacific Crest Trail, that if some people are hiking it, if they're hiking it, it's a lot easier than if you're trying to ride it because the trees dropping and obstacles on the trail. But there's people that work, not maybe of the backcountry horsemen, but people that work try and keep that trail.
Actually, we do.
Oh, do you also do that
one
too?
We have our section. Okay. About 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail is maintained by the backcountry horsemen.
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't want to put you all on the spot on that one, saying because I'd read that down south that they were that some of the backcountry horsemen had done that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back. And keeping those trails open and people don't realize that these trails change so much, especially after the fires.
Yeah.
And y'all were trying to, like you just said, you didn't even know if you could even use the same trail that took you up to the lakes. Is that correct?
A lot of the trails were completely decimated. Yeah. You couldn't find the trails.
Couldn't even find the trails. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Redding's Dish Premier Local Retailer. That's right. Doug Tooley's been doing this for over 30 years. Nobody's better at providing the Dish Network service than Doug. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number. No, call 530-241-3474. Get a hold of Doug. Doug adjusted our satellite dish on top of the building here. That everything runs off that satellite, getting the feeds in. And we were told it was going to cost $3,000 to fix that, to adjust that satellite like 2 inches or 3 inches. Doug comes up, makes one move on the satellite, boom, locked it in. I think it cost me lunch that day. That's the kind of guy Doug Tooley is. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. today, the 9th of November. A lot of happy faces, a lot of sad faces out there this morning, 10 minutes before the hour, and 44 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is community. It's a locally owned, local board of directors. For 15 years, they've been moving local dreams forward. Now, tomorrow morning, Trish Clark and I will be out in front of Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell as we are part of this big effort to raise money for bus passes for veterans for RABA. And this has been a success every year, so make sure you stop by tomorrow and say hello to Trish and I, and bring Trish a donut.
Tomorrow's Marine Corps birthday. And tomorrow's so what he really means is...
Well, you can also...
You're imbibing.
A lot of things going on, I think, at the Elks Club. Well, I'm going to find that out for sure. But anyway, that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Great people. They do support our community. Hey, and we're here with Larry Schumann and Patty LaRue. Larry is the head of the Shasta Trinity... unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. And Patty, because no, you didn't miss a meeting when they made you treasurer. You actually raised your hand.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't raise my hand. I don't volunteer. I get volunteered.
Last year, the Shasta Trinity unit volunteered 5,400 hours of time. And if you figure out what that saved the Forest Service, it came out to almost $290,000. But the most important thing is probably 95% of what you did would have never been done, I would say, because they don't have enough people or in the expertise to do all the things that you all do. Am I speaking
correct
truthfully here?
Correct, yeah.
I mean, okay. Now, you're having your dinner. This is your fundraiser.
This is our annual fundraiser we do. This is really the only fundraiser we have, although we're looking at doing another one next year and doing a poker ride. We're not sure if it's going to go yet or not. But this is basically our operating expenses for the year. So this is our fundraiser. It's January 14th. We always have to do it after the first of the year. A lot of fun. We're going to, this year is fully catered. Usually we cooked. We decided we wanted to have a catered dinner, so we're going to do it at the Sons of Italy Hall on Cedars Road. Starting, doors will open at 5:30, dinner's at 6:30. We'll have raffles, an auction. Right now it looks like we're going to have two guns to raffle. I'll know more about that tonight. We have a meeting tonight. So the guy is supplying the guns for us.
Okay.
So it should be a lot of fun. We usually have a lot of fun. The Forest Service will be there talking. BLM will be there. Bureau of Land Management will be there talking. Fish and Wildlife will be there talking.
Going to have like a slideshow going so you can see things going or something like
that? We're still working on
some
of that.
Still working on that?
Yeah, we're still working on
it. Well, Linda and I, we don't plan tomorrow. Does that make sense?
This is January.
We don't even plan for tomorrow because we have strange things happen to us.
Well, we want to encourage everybody to definitely.
We're really going to try and get to this because of all the good things you
right.
do. Now, you also, though, you hold classes for people, which right. I find really cool. Now, if people want to learn how to do this, you just don't walk out and go, well, you know, I don't know how to do this. No, you teach people.
Yes, we do. And actually, part of our process, especially on some of the harder packing trips and Trinities, if you want to ride along what we call a packing assistant, you have to go to at least one of our clinics and get an idea of what we do, what the packing is like, because you're not there just to ride. You're there to help if we have an issue.
So, lend a hand and a tie or whatever it is.
We encourage anybody who's interested to come. Packing clinics are also open to the public. So people can come and see if they even want to get involved in something like this or just want to ride along and be involved.
I really would like to take one of your PAT clinics because I'm getting into this kind of stuff. But here's some of the projects and classes they have or event and projects like trail clearing, Bend and Jelly's Ferry, a clinic training mules to haul gravel and wood.
Well, one of the jobs
those are like different type of packing
correct.
Done on.
Correct.
So it's not your regular pack. So the horses have to get used to that. Or
actually,
mules.
Pretty much usually you have to use the mules for it. The horses have a harder time getting used to hauling some of this odd stuff.
Oh yeah.
So the mules actually work better. So we'll actually be putting on training because we do know we're going to be hauling wood. because the Forest Service, part of the grant we're working on with them is they want us to replace the signs in the Trinity Alps that have burnt down.
Okay.
So that's going to be our job the next 5 years. They'll make the signs up, but we're going to be hauling the posts and the signs in and putting them in.
So you drag the posts behind the mule?
No. Time
you
to the
put
sides.
Them on the pack.
Well, I don't know.
No, I know you don't, but see this.
I mean, that would have been old school. Think about the, you know, they drag stuff behind the horses or the mules.
Linda's dad.
They might have a toothpick by the time you got there, though.
Linda's dad used to drag the Christmas tree down the hill behind the horse.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
So,
but there's classes to do this, and, how do people get a hold of you or see the different things? Because there's a lot of horse people out there, as you know. But how big is your community? I mean, the Shasta Trinity unit.
Right now we have 120, about 120 members.
Okay, now, out of that 120, how many show up?
Probably
20. No,
it's
but that's fine because we have a lot of people that just believe in what we do, so they support us. They like to ride back there, so they become members because we do get some of that money, of the membership money. Some goes to the national, some goes to the state, some comes to us to help with our costs.
Well, yeah.
It's not enough. That's why we have to have the annual tenor to cover our costs.
Well, I see things in here like chainsaw classes, crosscut saw classes. You got to know how to use the equipment.
Yeah, be able to do it with the Forest Service or Bureau of Land Management or any agency. We have to be certified in those. So we actually, the state of Backcountry Horsemen of California actually have our own certifiers that are approved by the Forest Service and BLM, so we can train our own people.
Oh, that's good.
So we train our own people. That's Dan Chartier, who's, you'll see his name on our list there.
Yeah, I see that.
He'll be running classes on chainsaw and crosscut saws for us this summer. Or the spring, before we go out in the woods.
Okay, other classes I see here, support for trail crews, support for youth crews, and then there's a return of the
salmon. Those aren't classes so much. We have a couple of youth groups that are interested in doing a week stint in the woods, which is great for the youth. And so we'll be hauling them in, and probably some of us will stay with them throughout the week. And then bringing them back out so they can go in and spend a weekend clearing trails and brushing and seeing what it's like living in the woods.
Are you sure you don't want to do that, Carl?
I'm ready.
Maybe that's the one that you need to do here locally.
I was going to take I will talk about it at the break.
Yeah.
I don't want to take time doing this because this is important. How do people get a hold of you? Do you have a website?
We have a website, and we're also on Facebook.
Okay. I know you're on Facebook.
What's the website?
I think we're friends.
See, echshastatrinity.org.
BCHC,
ShastaTrinity.org.
Okay. Yeah, Linda's going to look it up right here. You're always obviously... Now, what about people? Do you have to have a horse?
No. We actually have a few people come and help at the trailheads at the fish plant and don't have horses. They just come up and camp with us overnight, and they help load the fish out because that's a big process.
Yeah, I imagine.
And they enjoy doing it. And some of the lakes are close enough, they'll hike into it.
Okay. But it helps if you have a horse. Okay. So all the mules belong to the members of the club?
Correct. There?
They're all our own personal animals.
Yeah, personal animals. So.
Tell us the website again.
BCHCShastaTrinity.org.
Shasta Trinity Horse?
No, just Shasta Trinity.
Okay, I'm just BCHCShastaTrinity.org.
.org.
Okay.
This should
all
show
up. All right.
Okie doke. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know what? You're another one of those unsung groups that get together, 20 of you, on a regular basis. Now, you're all probably friends and all this, but it's more than just riding. I mean, when you're out there running a chainsaw or a crosscut to clear trails, and I'm sure you're shoveling and filling in and all these things. Plus putting in all the fish hatchlings. And then you do other things, of course, but keeping the Pacific Crest Trail open. You're just one of those groups that nobody, you know, maybe it's low-key, but does so much for our community and the ability to have enjoyment up in the wilderness like that. So, yeah, you need to be recognized. And thanked.
Well, thank you.
Out loud. So
it is BCHC ShastaTrinity.org, and you see all kinds of pictures and the members and the history and all that good stuff. So
if you want to
do
things,
go online
like,
and see that.
If you want to just learn how to do, you know, for your own edification, how do you pack a mule? You've got clinics on that. You know how to pack a mule correctly and all the different knots.
Yeah.
Diamond hitches and all this.
And we will actually go out individually. People are really interested. I've done it. Kip has done it. Sam Brose has done it. Some of our members that are the trainers. If people want to learn, we'll just say, come on out to our house and we'll start showing you. We're more than happy to do it.
Great.
Fantastic, guys.
Okay.
Thanks
it's
so
kind
much
of a
for
lost
joining
art,
us.
So we like to
it
get
is.
People involved.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Larry Schumann and Patty LaRue and Laura Roger, who had to leave and go up
because
north.
Because she's rounding up cattle.
In the Shasta Trinity chapter of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
me. Hey, when we come back, it's supposed to be Chamber of Commerce today, and it's always a surprise if Jake shows up. We'll be right back.
He's got his hands full on. I just heard the door, so we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
GOP challenger Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz has now conceded the race. In Ohio, Republican J.D. Vance beat Democrat Tim Ryan. And it looks like the Georgia Senate candidates of Walker and Warnock headed to a runoff that will take place next month. Republicans are close to flipping the House, where Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is optimistic.
It is clear that we are going to take the House back.
A big win in Florida for incumbent Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, heard on WFTS-TV.
After 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay.
Results from other gubernatorial contests.
Massachusetts voters chose Maura Healey to replace Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who opted against seeking a third term. Healey will be the state's first woman and first openly gay governor. In Maryland, Wes Moore replaces Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Moore will become the state's first black governor. Another newcomer to the governor's mansion, Republican Sarah Sanders, the former White House press secretary, elected in Arkansas. Six other gubernatorial results went to the incumbents, Republicans Ron DeSantis in Florida, Henry McMaster in South Carolina, Kay Ivey in Alabama, Bill Lee in Tennessee, and Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, and Democrat J.B. Pritzker reelected in Illinois. I'm Ben Thomas.
And in New York, Democrat Hochul declaring victory over Republican Zeldin. Democrat Hobbs holding a slim lead over Republican Lake in Arizona's vote count there goes on. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 282 points. The S&P is off 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I started Harry's because I was frustrated with buying razors at the drugstore. And when I say frustrated, I mean like so upset I called my friend Jeff.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Jeff, I'm at the store, and I don't get why these razors
cost so much?
Yeah, and do they need to look like robots?
Ah, dude, I know. And it's so frustrating how expensive they are.
Getting ripped off sucks.
We gotta do something about this.
Why don't we make our own high-quality razors at much better prices?
Actually, I heard about this German razor factory that makes some really high-quality blades.
Really? Okay, maybe that's not exactly how it went. But we did buy that German factory, where we're turning high-quality steel into super-sharp blades for a smooth shave at a great price. Seriously, as low as $2 per cartridge. Over the past 10 years, 20 million people have tried Harry's. Join them and get your starter set now. That's a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, and shave gel, all for just $3 with free shipping, backed by our quality guarantee. If you don't like it, it's on us. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code MODERN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MODERN.
Satellite photos show a rapid expansion of a cemetery in southern Ukraine in the months after Russian forces seized the port city of Mariupol.
The images from Planet Labs PBC highlight the changes in the cemetery at Staryai Krum, an occupied town located northwest of the city. Comparing images from March 24, when Mariupol was under attack by the Russians, to one taken on October 14, months after the city's fall, shows significant growth to the cemetery's southern fringes. It remains unclear how many people were buried in the cemetery during the roughly 7-month period. The Center of Information Resilience estimates more than 4,600 graves have been dug since the beginning of Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British police say a man's been detained after apparently throwing eggs at King Charles and Camilla as they were walking about the northern England city of York. Townhall.com. A Massachusetts man who prosecutors say used part of a pandemic loan to pay his mortgage has been given prison time for fraud.
44-year-old Adley Bernadin of Stoughton has been given a year and 3 months in prison after applying for federal coronavirus stimulus funds and receiving $400,000. Prosecutors say Bernadin submitted a fraudulent application on behalf of what he claimed was a home health care company, falsified a tax form, and claimed the business had a monthly payroll of more than $175,000. Prosecutors say he used the money to pay his home mortgage and wrote checks to people he knew. I'm Donna Water.
Tropical storm Nicole, on the verge of becoming a hurricane, has its sights set on Florida's Atlantic coastline. Range of warnings and watches in place, many of the areas still reeling from the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Well, it's more than that. It's day after election day.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how many people are licking
people,
their wounds, celebrating.
There's
what are
some
they doing?
People that this really is a hump day for
oh,
them.
My gosh.
So,
how many people spent time canvassing?
Oh, my God.
Just
gosh.
The whole
the
thing
hours,
after the aftermath or the after the coming down of what it is to hold it up. Those people running for office, I don't care who won and didn't. They're brave.
They're brave, and we appreciate them.
Yes.
You know what? Whether you got 10 votes or 10,000 votes, the fact that you put yourself out there.
And your family.
And it was a tough election.
Ugh.
First district was tough. Fifth district, they, were gentlemen out there for the most part. The city council, I didn't see anything weird about the city council. Max Steiner got a little bit, I listened to his commercial, saw it, and he was pretty good. I thought, okay, this is pretty cool. And then at the last, he fanged LaMalfa. Well, I don't think Doug LaMalfa felt it because he won like 58 or 60% of the vote yesterday. Okay, but let's start out with today's the 9th of November, 8:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam, are you back up, buddy?
I am back up.
Liam is back up on the on his mic. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really interested in all of the election results. It's really interesting.
Well, we're going to have a chance to
well,
go through it.
Well, this is your first year to vote, too.
This is my first year to vote.
So okay. He's like, he's in it. He's working here, so he sees but firsthand the people that have come on to be interviewed. And it's interesting from a younger person's perspective that is of now voting age to participate and like make choices and decisions on certain whatever.
On everything.
Yeah.
So Liam, did your OTL
vote? I don't even know what OTL means.
One True Love. Did she vote?
She didn't. I'm a little like, come on.
She didn't.
But she just didn't register in time.
Okay.
You could register the day you vote.
I know.
And you have to give her
I registered the day I voted for the last election.
Yeah, cool. Okay, Linda, what's the weather look
like? All right,
looks like
everybody, 42 degrees in the downtown studios. We have areas of fog, then partly sunny today with a high of 52. Tonight, patchy fog, then patchy frost with 35. Burr, Thursday, areas of frost and sunny. Tomorrow, which is Marine Corps birthday, 58 with the overnight lows of 35. We'll be attending the Marine Corps ball tomorrow night. That should be a wonderful day and night. Veterans Day is on Friday, Aries, and we are going to be playing Best Of. Our staff is off on Veterans Day.
Encore presentation.
That's right. Area of Frost and mostly sunny with Veterans Day. That's Friday with a high of 57, overnight lows of 37. Saturday, slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 58, and Sunday, high of 61. There you go with our somewhat forecast, which is patchy in areas, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson for all your propane and gas needs, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business.
Hey, the... Well, just helping. I was just helping.
Okay.
You know, we help each other. Because we love each other and we help each other.
I mean, all the years that we've been doing this, which is we're going to be in December going on 14 years. It's hard. I get lost in the 12, 13, 14, whatever. So December 14th, we're going into our 14th year of being on the air where we're going to be doing lots of celebrating. We've been through how many election cycles, and I don't know if it's just because we're older, maybe we're more tough. I don't know. But this one felt contentious. And last night we were watching, we didn't like go to any parties, and what we have to do is we kind of recuse ourselves from going to any fundraisers. No, because if we go to this one, that means we have to go to all of them, and we cannot put our support behind. I mean, everybody's welcome to come on the show, but we're not going to someone's fundraiser. Even though we may love you, we're not attending.
Yeah, we've had close friends that ran, and we would not endorse because we never have. You know, and once you start breaking rules,
it's not fair when you're in media, and all of those people, their campaigns pay to advertise on our station. So how would that be fair if we showed up to somebody's house when somebody who's opposing them is also advertising? It's just the way we made it a rule of thumb that we would not do that from day one.
Moving on from there. Jake Mangus is coming today.
Oh, yeah? He's probably all...
He'll be a few minutes late.
Oh, yeah, he's probably whirling around.
I want to hear what he says. But if you're just tuning in on the election results, Liam, do you got them in front of you? Otherwise, I do.
I have national pulled up.
Okay, so what's it look like on the national side?
Well, so it's looking like the Republicans are going to take the House. The Senate is still a toss-up, but it's left-leaning. That's...
It's still a toss-up on what? On how many?
One.
It's the one in Georgia, right?
I believe it is Georgia,
okay,
yes.
So it's between Walker and...
Georgia and Nevada.
And Nevada is still a toss-up, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the governors are mostly Democrat that were running.
No, they had a number of different parties. Right. Newsom, of course, won. Brian Daley, fought a valiant battle.
Yes, he did.
Well, you know what? As soon as you've got an R behind your name in this state, it's very difficult to win. In some congressional areas, I think nobody picked up. I don't think a Republican picked up anything in California. They maybe even lost some. LaMalfa won easily up here. Every other office, I think, state level was Democrat. So there's not going to be any changes. But here's the thing I don't understand. This huge, Republican red wave that people were talking about, it didn't occur. I mean, they took back the House, but you expect to take back the House anyway. What I can't figure out, and somebody smarter than me needs to explain it to me, is if the vast majority of the people are upset in exit polls and all this about the state of the nation, inflation, border, cost of gas, everything, cost of food, everything, and people are so unhappy, why did they send those people back? So it's one of two things. The polls are totally wrong, or everybody thinks, oh, it's those other people. My senator or my congressman is really a good guy or girl. I don't understand this. I don't understand how you know, when you see the way they vote, and, you know, and it's not doing your pocketbook any good. It's none of that. And if they couldn't, and if the Republicans couldn't take back a couple of seats in the Senate, maybe, what is it, because they didn't have the right candidates? I mean, here's this guy, Fetterman, obviously has acuity problems, obviously. But then he's running against Oz, who is a TV guy. If somebody else had run against him, but Oz won the he won the primary easily. The kind of good things are is Stacey Abrams is no longer a member of the political scene, at least not down in Georgia. She lost handily.
To Brian
Kemp. To Brian Kemp.
I was talking to someone. Hey, good morning,
good
by
morning.
The way.
Oh, yeah.
I've been the silent partner over here today, but
all right.
For 30 seconds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a night it was. I was just actually texting someone this morning, and I said, what happened to the red wave? And his response was, it was a riptide.
It was a ripple.
Yeah, there it is.
It wasn't a riptide, it was a ripple. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
With Jake Mangus.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows how to repair windshields better than Jeff Wurst. That's right. Doesn't take a chance with your safety. If you got a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, take it down to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. You can come in and get a free inspection and analysis, and he'll give you his honest thoughts on what you should do with that. That's great. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1468 and your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. You can't get away from us. Well, you could, but it's not easy.
She's out.
She's
gone. It's just the man cave now.
Yep. She just left.
AKA the doghouse. Oh, wait. Oops. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. 8:20 in the morning here on the 9th of November.
Wow, we had an election last night.
Yeah.
It continues. You got a read to do?
Yep. Okay. Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They're getting ready to have their big anniversary sale, and what a great place it is to look at those Christmas presents. Oh, yeah. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and they're really super people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, finally.
The four winds of change. Yeah, I'll be okay, the fifth wind, I guess.
We were discussing during the break. I couldn't vote in either of the two districts.
Yeah, nor I. We were in that category where we used to be in District 1. Then we got moved
you,
to District 2.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, God, who else?
We've had no involvement. We didn't vote in the recall. We
didn't
vote this time. You know, all that stuff.
They should. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It is
right
what
now,
it is.
It appears that Kevin Cry.
Yep.
And Chris Kellstrom. And if you look at that, those are the ones, you know, those were more aligned with the Patrick Jones school of thought than, say, other schools of thought. Is that a fair?
I think that's
I'm not saying they're going to vote with the in lockstep or anything like that, but they're more of a in that mindset.
Well, I think that's fair. I think it's also, to me, I just got more of a gut feeling that their survival of the primary gave them advantages as challengers because it just gives you more time to let the people know why what you're going to do is going to be different than your opponent who's already had time in some elected office. But I've been telling people for the last few weeks when they've been asking me to be a prognosticator, which is, you know,
it's impossible.
It's impossible. But I just said, really, it feels like a coin flip. On each of those districts 1 and 5, with a city council, I mean, that one, I'm not surprised that Mike DeQuisto was the top vote getter. I think you're an incumbent. You're the top of the list of the candidates on the ballot.
That helps.
And
believe it or not,
and then
that's true. If your name's number one on the list when people vote, you've got like a built-in advantage right there. But Mike. It's also got a lot of things going.
Yeah, and he's an attorney. I would say that the question I was asking people, just sort of rhetorically, was if you voted for Mike the last go-round, and he, I think, was he received a lot of votes the last time he ran, what did he do during his 4 years that would have prevented you from voting for him again? You know, if you're a Mike DeQuisto fan. And so, I mean, he's had the, you know, we know this is loaded with lots of pros and cons and sides to the story and everything, but just simplifying it, he had an I told you so moment with the land deal situation with the tribe and you know, and the famous
comment,
the ruling by the judge and everything like that he could use to his advantage. So there's that. And the one that I was talking to someone about recently, one of the other candidates, actually, as I said, I would think that Jack Muntz has a chance too. And the person said, well, why would you say that? And I go, because the last time he ran, he got a lot of votes. Well, yeah, that was a different race, and he was riding on Julie Winter's coattails, and there were all these comments. But when you look at it, I called it up just now. This was in 2020.
Yeah.
When Mazzano won with nearly 20,000 votes, and this was
Adam
also
McIlvain.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Yes, remember it was only the top two that got in that time. So if you got Mazzano with nearly 20,000 votes, this is in 2020. Remember the big presidential election with record voter turnout. Julie Winter at 16,000 and change, and then closely behind in third, Adam McIlvain, who was the mayor at the time, and Jack Muntz were nearly identical with 15,300 votes. So when I saw that, I thought he may be someone who could sneak in there. And
well, it wasn't much of a sneak. I mean,
yeah.
It was,
In the sense that he didn't have the name recognition out on the signage that you saw and everything, but he's been spending money locally, and he's a retired law enforcement guy who, when I've talked to people who have said they voted for him, I said, well, why? Why did you vote for him? And they said, well, not only is he law enforcement, but he's also had experience working with the rehabilitative side, the program side, and he's done that successfully in Reno. So I like that about him. I think that's what we need right now. So, and this is someone who doesn't attend Bethel Church.
He does.
The person I was visiting that I was talking to. Thanks for clarifying that. Said, no, I know he didn't go there, but he just, more objectively said, I didn't know him very well, but this is what I liked about him, so I decided to vote for him. So anyway, it looks like that's going to be the three, right? DeQuisto, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Muntz for Reading City Council.
And I said it earlier, but I find it interesting, the top four vote-getters, three of them from Bethel.
I don't know that it's too surprising when I'm here with a lot of, I guess, hot takes today. I don't know if they're hot or lukewarm.
I don't know if I'm that surprised.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly.
It's something you're going to have to expect because Bethel, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, they're blocked voters.
Yeah, I think about that, and I think about, I don't know who said it to me first or if they were probably quoting someone else, but history is made by those that show up. And I feel like those that vote are shaping the future locally when you've got a lower turnout. I mean, we've got thousands of ballots yet to be counted, apparently, from the elections office. So all this could change, but it's not likely. There's not a high likelihood on the city council level that you'd see change there.
You know, on the Measure A about appointing vice electing just went down in flames.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was one I could look at and say, you know, I can understand the reasoning behind this, that, you know, it's becoming a lot more complex. Should we be able to, should we just pick that best person and hire them to do that? I mean, it's the treasurer and the clerk.
Yeah.
In the citizens of the count of the city said resoundingly, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I think that the two trains of thought are there's that one, right? Is that it's becoming more technical. What's to stop anybody from for putting my name out to be the treasurer of the city of Reading, and I'm not an accountant and I'm not a CPA. Maybe don't have the prerequisites required that you'd like to see professionally. What would stop me from running and winning? And then, okay, here we go. Now I'm the chief of the finances for the city of Reading. Well, I think the citizens, the other school of thought is, let's just have more faith in the people to elect
the right person.
Yeah,
only have one person running, like city clerk.
Yeah, at this point, I think that's what it was. I think it was more the will of the people saying that's what it should be. It should be the will of the people, not the people in City Hall alone.
It's okay. So from what you're seeing, I'm going to take a break, take an early break.
Okay, good. Okay. I can think about it.
Yeah, because I want you to think about this one. And Linda and I have kind of discussed it offline. But Now that the election is done, let's just say the results stand the way they are. What do we in Reading, in the business community, have to look forward to?
Ah, good. Okay.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went yesterday and had another great haircut. You thought it was really cute.
It looks great.
I've been going there since I've lived here and never had a bad haircut. Mm-hmm. And I work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. And it's man's last stronghold. Jake, you should go there. You
know, and because I go over there, I get the clipper.
You get the clipper.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, that you actually went in there one day and said that you should get a rebate because you don't have a lot of hair.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I heard Tim say is, yeah, but
got a beautiful head.
We also have a finder's fee for hair that we have to use.
Beautiful head. I just say be proud.
So shiny.
Be loud.
Yeah, a lot of people when they shave their heads or their hair short like that, they can't get away with it.
Yeah, anyway, you get away with it, bud.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of November. Our breaks are back to normal time. It's 8:33 in the morning.
I want to do a couple shout-outs. Well, first of all, thank you to everybody who worked at the election polls yesterday. That's a tiring, however you want to look at it. But anyway, thank you very much for doing that. We were late in voting yesterday, probably I think around 3 o'clock. We ran into Jimmy, who has been, Jimmy, if you're listening, thank you so much through the years of being a loyal listener and calling in. And so we saw him at the polls, and we vote up at the Martin Luther King Park. Now that they've changed to wherever we've actually had two different times our voting.
Because we're voting in a new district area.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So thank you for everybody who did that. Second of all, we want to do a shout out and thank you to Crossroads Veterinary Clinic. Yesterday, our horse has had an infection, and it was worse than we thought it was. And so we took her in, and they put in a tube. And then she's bandaged from, you know, all the way up her back leg. And, so when we took her back yesterday, we went out and I just thought I was overwhelmed with the fact that, you know, it was storming and it was raining and we had to flush it and redress it in like 5 layers of something. So because she has to be under severe antibiotics and get her, those into her mouth, we took her back and they, are taking care of her for the next 3 days. And, you know what, when you really need something and you're kind of at a loss and you don't know where to go and what to do, we just want to thank the staff at Crossroads and the doctor and the
Dr. Shaw
and the tech vets out there. I mean, the tech, you know, the people that helped.
Yeah,
so great. Just thank you so much. So that's what happened to us yesterday. Then we went to vote. And I just thought, you know, we just live in a great community and it's nice to be able to feel like you're taken care of.
Yeah, or that you know, that there are resources around here and people around here that want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is one of those people. And we appreciate that, Jake. Now, when we left, I asked the question,
yeah.
if it stands the way it is right now in the election, you know, they are still counting mail-in votes, impact on the business community here in Reading with it, looking at that city council?
I think that the elected officials do have influence over the message from City Hall as far as how we're going to be receptive to opportunities to help the business community and the private sector be successful. I think that, though, bigger than that would be macroeconomic situations when you're looking at inflation and supply chain and the interest rates that are out there. When I'm talking to developers locally, and they're saying it just comes down to math in the end. And that's how much of a project are we going to be able to afford to build? And when interest rates go from construction loan interest rates go from 2% to 6%, all of a sudden your $9 million borrowing power goes to $3 million. So the size and the scope of the projects become less, and it slows things down. So I think that those are probably issues that have a greater impact on business than who's at City Hall or at the county administrative building. But they do have an impact because we are strongest when you've got public sector, private sector, and nonprofit organizations working in tandem. And we're certainly seeing that in things like the jail expansion proposal and all of that. But I know I'm kind of getting off into the weeds. I'll say that overall, we know that we've got a lot of ballots left to be counted. So the races for District 5 and District 1, though there are distinct leaders right now.
Like 3% on both sides.
Yeah. I mean, and I am not an election expert and statistician on that kind of stuff. But it sounds to me like those are pretty solid places to be if you're leading. But there are thousands of ballots left to be counted, and this election has not been made official yet. So it's preliminary. We'll see what happens with District 5 and District 1. I've met each of the candidates in those races, and I know that to a man or a woman, they all believe in our local business community and its influence on the overall health of,
yep,
of Shasta County. So there's that.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, is you listen to the people. The idea of making the treasurer and clerk an appointed position, I understood the reasoning behind it for efficiency, but it failed miserably. You look at these hard fought races for the supervisors, they, in many cases, they agreed on things, and in the sense of getting this, you know, the wildfire, and getting all the ladder fuels taken care of and all this and water issues and such. The city council are looking at it. My concern on the city council is what's going to happen now down at the Civic in that land right there. Because Julie Winters was for selling it. Other people, you know, when this came out, people of the city said no. Yeah. There's going to be another way of doing it. And one of the problems is that if you put that up as surplus, you could have low-income housing all along the river there.
Yeah, affordable housing is something that state of California mandates, or whatever the term would be, that if you declare property surplus, you've got to give affordable housing folks a shot at developing it.
Well, if they could
at least a percentage of it.
A percentage.
And then what I did ask this question of a city official, and I said, so let's say that the complexion of the city council changes in this election to the point where the majority is in favor of declaring the property surplus. Do you think they'll do that? Will we see populist McConnell and K2 back at City Hall, in January? And the response was, I don't think so. I don't think that would be smart. I don't think that would be a smart business decision, because basically what we've got now is, we've got this riverfront specific plan that's going to be paid for by the city. And the public will have opportunity to come in and say, this is what we want to see. This is what we don't want to see. We'll take care of, I think, I'm going to get out maybe on a limb here, that it was the environmental impact report component, I think, is also a piece of this. But basically, it defines the land use throughout that corridor along the scenic Sacramento River on Park Marina Drive, including the Civic and the rodeo grounds and everything, but also Park Marina all the way down to Cypress Bridge. So after that process is done, you could say as a developer, we've heard from the people, and now we're here to get it done. So
populous,
I think that might be the approach.
Populists could still come in.
They could. I mean, nothing would stop them from deciding to do that sooner, except for the fact that they would
own
be,
the land.
And they'd be fighting an uphill battle, I would think.
Here's the problem I have is nothing about the city council, great people. We're talking about a multi-hundred millions of dollars spent in a development plan, and the city council changes every 2 years.
Yeah. You got to have some continuity there.
This group coming in and saying, okay, we need to develop it. The next group coming in, because the people got upset, throw them out.
Yeah.
And say, nope, we're not going to. I mean, I would, if we're going to have a plan, it's got to be once it gets set in motion.
Yeah.
And approved and set in motion. I mean, it's got to run.
Yeah. And don't you, I mean, I forgot for a moment, though not really, but let's just remember the land owned by the people, in quotes, would be the Civic and the rodeo grounds. But that land along the Park Marina Drive is by and large the Kutras family, privately owned property. So they would be brought in to all of this and be intimately involved, since they own that land. And that was, I'm sure, what you were saying earlier. That's a big one. But I also think, again, back to economic cycles. And when we were watching this all unfold at City Hall, things felt a lot different economically as a country, and interest rates were really low. Borrowing power was high for a lot of folks. A lot of businesses had received government assistance during the pandemic that may or may not have needed it, so they're sitting on cash ready to invest in infrastructure and all these kinds of things, expansion efforts. I've heard the story many times before from businesses of all shapes and sizes. And then now it's much different of a feel. So is now the time to be building? Maybe not. But is it the time to plan? I think it could be. No, so all of a sudden it sounds like this is the time to actually be doing that, storing some grain, doing some planning, and then when things turn around again, getting ready to do it. But I do know these other folks in town that are building, you know, the K2s of the world and so on, is that they have their plans for what to do during recession. You think about if all of a sudden there are more.
You use the R word.
Yeah.
You think it's happening?
I think it's happening.
I think it's happening right now.
Yeah. And if there are more, I think it's being forced to happen as well. But if you got more people in the job force, in the workforce that are available on the construction side because things have slowed, then all of a sudden that helps you to expedite projects. If because things have slowed, all of a sudden the supply chain's caught up and you got lumber and you got nails and you got all the things you need, then that's helpful. And if the price of those goods also drops a little bit because of the glut in the market, then maybe that helps to make projects pencil out.
Who knows?
Yep.
We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And by the way, the Reading Chamber of Commerce Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:45 in the morning and about 44 degrees out there. We're going to be right back.
Proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool, so you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Cypress Horizon on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress Horizon provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will be at Cornerstone Community Bank for the RABA, gathering funds for the RABA Salute to the Veterans, where they provide bus passes for our aged veterans or veterans who can't drive to get them around town.
And the weather,
it's a great event.
And the weather tomorrow should not be rainy. It will have a little frost in the morning. The highs will be 58, so do bundle up when you're out there. Increasing clouds tomorrow night. That is Marine Corps birthday tomorrow, November 10th. What is it?
November 10th, 247th birthday.
All right.
And we have over 300 people joining us at Wind River tomorrow night. I'd like to say Jake Mangus is going to be there, but I didn't see his name on the...
We're talking about November 10th, which is an important day, right? So
it's Marine Corps birthday.
Marine Corps birthday. It's also my daughter Sienna's 10th birthday.
Okay.
Aww.
You know, so
you could have brought her.
So Janet had that twinkle in her eye, and I said, no, we can't do this now because 9 months from now is not the Marine Corps birthday. So we had to wait and time that thing out, and it worked out for us. So.
Well, only thing I can say is you could bring her to this and say, this is your birthday party.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So this
is what I was thinking was, people that maybe were runners up in the city council race, that, you know, you go into this thinking you're going to win, I would hope. And we knew that there would be 7 people that would be disappointed. So what becomes of them? Well, I think there's still opportunities for some of them to get appointed to roles within the community, like planning commissioner, other appointed positions where they can have influence, they can gain experience, and the next go around make another run. What I thought was fascinating for a number of these candidates was lack of previous public service. Now, sometimes you could see that as a strength, like, you know, I'm the anti-politician candidate. But also, if you gain experience in the workings of the city, your talking points will probably be stronger the next time. And I think that, the gained experience will be helpful. So my encouragement to people that didn't ultimately get in after this is all said and done is, please stay involved. Please continue to, it stings to not get elected, but let's not give up. We need you to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the way I think
Anderson,
about it.
Anderson held the line there. And
yeah.
The incumbents got reelected.
And Dan that runs the grocery outlet down there looks like he's going to get his wish and run and be a city councilor in Anderson. I've had a lot of great interactions with him, so congratulations.
Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. A couple of things. Love all the signs on Park Marina, but they need to go away, right? So we need to get rid of all these signs. I feel sorry for those businesses down there. But the biggest thing is... I have something stuck in my craw, and I think a lot of people do, is the sheriff when endorsed a few people, and it doesn't look good. And Jake, you did some good last year. You guys did not endorse.
Yeah, we got out of that business. We said we need to provide y'all with information but not try to pick the winners.
And I think the sheriff needs to do that, too, because it has a bad optics for people. It just looks not too good. But... I'm glad it's over. We can take a deep breath because let me tell you, Arizona has the most naked ass ever. So
yeah, you know what?
I'm
totally surprised, by everything that everybody, if we've got inflation of 8+%. We've got, you know, just look at the cost of gas. Grocery store shelves are not full. All of these things are happening, yet
let's just keep doing things the same way. Are you blue or red? Definitely. That's more important to me than anything else, right? Well, I was going to say Mike actually sparked something for me, which was I wanted to touch on this,
Mike,
before we run out of time, is I did attend a meeting last week that was called by Sheriff Mike Johnson regarding the three options on the table for expanding incarceration in Shasta County, you know, building a new jail or expanding the current footprint. We know that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chose the what was presented as the second option, and that was, let's do both. Let's expand the current jail footprint because we can get some swifter action, and then let's also plan to develop a new state-of-the-art facility outside of downtown in the site of the former Enterprise dump, which is at the corner of 44 and Old Oregon Trail. They have about 20 acres under the ownership of the county out there, and then three parcels around it that together total about 40 acres. And it's in a location where it could be pretty much unseen from the roadways, but would also be able to provide not only a single-story jail with a, they call it podular style, which means more inmates and fewer guards required.
Yeah, they can open, they and can then, control all yep. the all the doors from one central spot. It's easier yep. to move people around and all that.
And also have mental health and drug rehabilitative right. services. So
but they also, the cost on that is exorbitant.
It's exorbitant, and we know
like $50,000 per bed.
I think what will become an interesting talking point now as we move forward with the Board of Supervisors, if the races hold as they are, you've got Kevin Cry, who has one of his main talking points was, let's expand the current jail and not build the new one because we need faster action now and it's not as costly in the short term.
And well, Patrick Jones said he wants to put the other jail right next to the one we have now, and we can get started on that and it costs a lot less. The question is what that footprint is going to look like. Everybody
yeah.
agrees. Kevin agreed with this, and Chris agreed, as did Aaron and Barron, is that we need rehabilitative services
yeah.
in there.
And there are only 4 acres available in that site downtown. And the way that the jail is built vertically is archaic and inefficient. So realistically, to expect to develop the amount of bed space that we would need in this county, not just now, but well into the future, it doesn't seem to be in that location. So the thing that's the biggest pickle is, how do you get some wins as far as more accountability for the people that are reoffending constantly and driving our business community insane? I hear from people all the time about the, you know, catalytic converter being stolen or the car being busted in or my business has been broken in again, and they're doing all the things they're supposed to do, already paying up the nose to do everything they can as a business owner. So that is a huge issue to our business community, and we're going to continue to be at the table. And there's going to be a public engagement opportunity coming really soon. So just know that you'll have a chance to hear and chime in yourself.
I think it's going to come down as we build a bigger place taking a lot longer, a lot more money, or do we put something up now that takes 250 people off the streets,
yeah.
and then you can add to that? So
I was told
we'll
it's impossible. 256 beds is impossible in our current location based upon what the building requirements are for the incarceration when you consider ADA and kitchen requirements and Sally Port expansions. And
oh
what's
gosh.
A Sally Port? We can talk about that next time.
Okay, Jake Mangus has been here with us, and like I said, Shasta Regional Medical Center sponsors the show. We really appreciate that. Today, my friends, if you're a veteran and you are concerned about the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer office being moved, being taken down from a department to working under the CAO, but not as a department, the meeting today is at 10 o'clock in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chambers. groups. And it's a good time to go say, hey, I agree with this or not. And frankly, it's the first time I congratulate the Board of Supervisors for, one, bringing this up for discussion, but two, for single-handedly uniting all the veterans organizations, which nobody's been able to do since I've lived here or even before. So they are all fired up about this. There's good reasons, you know, there's some good reasons, but there's some reasons that we need to question. Also, again, tomorrow we'll be down at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, Trish Clark and I. You'll see us in our KCNR tent and our KCNR table and our KCNR headphones and our KCNR microphones. We'll be down there in our KCNR chairs, and maybe even a KCNR shirt. I've got one hanging there. I may just wear it. Come on down. Help the veterans just by dropping off a donation, anything that you can drop off. We'll then pay for bus passes. Last year we gave out over 7,000, I think, bus passes to our veterans.
That's awesome.
It is. Rob matches it, you know, so, you know, matches the amount of money so that, they're there to help. So thank you very much.
Marines in our family and a current airman over in Okinawa.
There
we salute our veterans and our current military service men and women around the world.
We honor our veterans in Shasta County, and we're going to find out today how much. Linda, as usual, I love having you here with me.
It's been a great morning. Thank you so much, everybody. Make it a beautiful day. The voters have spoken.
There you go.
They'll continue speaking as the votes are tallied.
Just because you're elected doesn't mean don't screw yourself into that chair, because the people get upset, they will move you.
Public